My guest at this time is Larry Pratt. He is the executive director at Gun Owners of America. For more information, go to gunowners.org. We want to get his thoughts today on another controversial Obama administration nomination, and that is for Dr. Vivek Murthy to be the next Surgeon General of the United States. Dr. Murthy's supporters point out that even at a very young age, he has shown tremendous leadership abilities. He's also an articulate spokesperson for healthy lifestyles, and that is a critical component of the job. The critics of Dr. Murthy, however, point out that he is an ardent opponent of the Second Amendment and has even founded an organization called Doctors for America that encourages physicians to ask extensive questions of their patients about whether they own firearms and to what extent they are used within the family. Larry is here now to explain why he's concerned about the nomination. And Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me. Really good to be with you.
What is the greatest concern about this potential nomination? Is it the fact that he's encouraging doctors to find out information on the Second Amendment usage of their patients, or is there more to it than that?
His urging that particular policy shows that he does not understand medical ethics. That is such a question so far outside of anything to do with medicine that it shows that he's a willing tool of the state, even as German doctors and Soviet doctors would send to the regime information about the people that were in their care. This is an extremely alarming attitude. This guy clearly looks at himself as a government functionary before he considers anything about medicine.
Now, you could certainly make the argument that doctors don't need to know anything about whether folks own guns or how they use their guns or anything like that. But in terms of the larger impact on our nation, if you have a Surgeon General advocating that doctors ask these questions, A, can he force them to do it? And B, what happens if patients say no? So in other words, how big of a threat is this?
Well, he certainly can't force them to do it. Right now, although the president has issued an executive order, it's as unconstitutional as most of the others that he has ordered. The only thing he can really do is to push money out the door to anti-Second Amendment organizations that would do quote-unquote medical research, do studies about how guns are epidemic in our country, things of that sort. That's been done before in years past and has largely been disregarded, but it's clear that they're looking for any way they can find to try to put their finger on the scale and change the debate. Same thing they were doing when they intentionally got people murdered in Fast and Furious, hoping that that would change the gun control debate.
We're talking with Larry Pratt. He's the executive director at Gun Owners of America. And Larry, when people see this type of nomination, they probably think, well, the Surgeon General shouldn't have maybe that much to do with guns. But he's the nominee of a Democratic president whose position on guns is pretty clear and one that you strongly disagree with. So how surprised should Americans be about this? And to what extent should they be fighting this as opposed to, say, it was a nominee for attorney general or someone that dealt more closely with the issue?
Well, actually, you've named two offices that we're very concerned about, and we've been lobbying on this very issue. And in fact, if folks go to gunowners.org, they will easily be able to send an email to their senators urging them to oppose this nomination. So we're taking it very seriously. There's a lot of money that could be spent by this guy for supporting anti-gun groups, and that's just more politics. More groups that would be supporting the president.
Let's say the doctors did feel pressure to ask the questions to the patients about whether they own firearms, and if so, what type of usage they participate in. What happens if that information is collected?
Once you've put information on a computer, then it's anybody's game. Grandchildren are particularly adept at computers. I would say a 14-year-old would be able to obtain that data no matter what. The Canadians had a gun registry for long guns for several years, and they found that the thing was being hacked, and typically by younger people, because they're so good at computers. So they finally took the registry down. So if the Canadians have learned that you can't put this kind of sensitive information in some central pot, then hopefully we'll learn from them.
Ultimately, what do you think happens with this nomination? We know there's been changes to the filibuster rules, especially on nominees. At the same time, you know, it's a 55-45 split for the Democrats. So what do you expect to happen here?
Well, we've already seen one nominee fail because there are a number of Democrats running in Republican states for this November, and they've decided that they really like their job a whole lot more than just pleasing a lame duck president. And so there were just enough defections to cook his goose, and I think it's possible the same thing could happen here.
Larry Pratt is Executive Director at Gun Owners of America. Find more information at gunowners.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.